We rode into the rugged Texas hill country with Robin Giles, where his family has raised Angora goats since 1885.
They've been bred to be adapted to that environment.
That environment used to include screwworm flies. The flies lay eggs on an open wound or a scratch of any animal, then, as their name suggests, burrow their way inside.
From April to September, by God, anything that was born got worms, including the deer fawns.
That was until scientists figured out they could breed and release sterile flies and keep screwworms from reproducing. Over 30 years, the USDA dropped millions of sterile flies out of airplanes, forcing the pest south to Panama. But in the last 4 years, the fly started coming back.
How did we wind up back in this position where it's threatening again?
Just has kind of become a perfect storm where those infested animals have continued to move the fly northward.
Dr. T.R. Lansford is with the Texas Animal Health Commission, training staff across the state how to recognize the fly.
When you look at screwworm flies next to other flies, they're almost indistinguishable from one another. And live flies are such a threat, even for research, you can't bring them into the United States.
We only have one facility in our entire hemisphere, and it's only producing 100 million flies per week.
The USDA has committed hundreds of millions of dollars to building new sterile fly breeding facilities, including in Mission, Texas. But they won't be online until next year. The U.S. banned live cattle imports from Mexico last July, contributing to lower herd numbers and higher beef prices.
It's not just livestock and wildlife owners or managers. It's all animal owners that need to be aware of this.